21st, of course, to Firewatch. And we're checking in with Brian May at the California Office of Emergency Services. Brian, can't imagine how busy you are right now.
It's been a 24/7 operation. I think, Pat, we're in the fifth day now since all of this started. But this is what we do, and unfortunately, it's the world that we live in now.
Yes, it is. And so the latest word that we got from CAL FIRE earlier this morning, Brian, was that the containment figures are the same as they were yesterday in terms of the fire in Paradise, the Camp Fire. And it sounds like wind is a factor both north and south of us.
Yeah, and you know, that's the one uncontrollable is the wind. And it we just need a break at some point. Hopefully by maybe midweek we get that. But at this point, still high winds, the relative humidity being so low, it's still incredibly dangerous out there. And, you know, I'm certainly not the weather guy, but there's no rain in the forecast.
And yeah.
It's just, we're still in a very dangerous pattern right now.
Very, very dangerous pattern. And Brian, let me ask you this, because we all, you know, keep trying to learn as we go. I know OES does too. How were people in Paradise notified of the fires?
You know, that's a question for the sheriff's office. I do know that that Paradise was one of the most fire-prepared communities, especially for such a small community that we had in the state. They realized the dangers of living there, that was a very fire-prone area, and were proactive for years on making sure that they were as ready as possible. But this thing moved, you know, we've heard the speeds of a football field every 2 or 3 seconds when it was growing, and it just, you can't stop something like that. And as we saw, it's just impossible to get everyone out in time to not be in really dangerous situations.
So at this stage, this many days into the campfire, what's your job at the OES?
So we are, you know, in addition to also trying to make sure that we're coordinating outside efforts with fire resources, getting help from other states, we're also in the full-on recovery mode. We've got, over 23,000 people evacuated in that area, and also managing the two large fires down south, the Hill and the Woolsey Fire. So right now we're making sure that's a lot of people to have places to stay, to have cots and blankets and food and water and medicine. We're also coordinating efforts with animals that have been left behind or that need to have places to go.
Yeah, big and
small. Making sure that medicines, making sure medicines get there. We're getting N95 masks. Listen, even if you don't live in the fire area, you're dealing with the smoke. And even here in Sacramento, where our headquarters are, we're distributing N95 masks for people that are having a hard time breathing. And that's happening all across the state. So there's a lot of recovery effort that is really just starting now and will go on for months and months.
And a lot of people, of course, are wondering, I mean, you're talking about the masks. Some people in Sonoma County are wearing those masks and have been since last Thursday because of the smoke conditions here as a result of the fires. How is it going in terms of donations? As you said, that's a lot of people to feed and a lot of people to house.
Well, the sad reality is we've been through this drill before and we've got it down pretty good now. And the American Red Cross is embedded in our building here. We've got outside agencies that are helping. I know locally, Raley's grocery stores have donated a lot. And keep in mind, not only are we trying to also help those that have been evacuated, but we also have over 8,000 firefighters that many of them coming from out of the area that are in the area that also need to be fed 3 times a day and places to stay and make sure that they've got lots of water and Gatorade and ice for their coolers when they go out every day. And so there's just a massive coordination effort that's taking place really up and down the state because we have the fires both north and south. And that's what is handled from here at Cal OES headquarters, making sure that we've got the firefighters that are coming in from out of the state that we are so incredibly grateful for to help put these out, and making sure that the people who have had to leave their homes have a place to go and have the basic resources that they need to get through these next very trying days and weeks.
Yeah, big job when you're talking about both north and south of Sacramento, the fire conditions there. Brian, what has your office, Cal OES, been able to learn since October of last year?
Well, several things, Pat. A, that we're very resilient. We have to be. B, that there are a lot of places to turn to get current information. I know this is going to sound patronizing. I don't mean it that way. But, Pat, I know how instrumental you were and your station has been to the people of the Santa Rosa and Sonoma area. Just getting information out, making sure, because people just desperately want information, especially when you're talking about cell service towers are down and electricity being down at times. We just need to be connected and make sure that we've got the latest information. People keep up to date, keep monitoring their local city resources, sheriff's department. You know, we this morning are talking with residents who want to get back to their homes, whose homes didn't get burned down and want to get back, but it's still very dangerous to go back in that area. So just messaging, making sure that people are aware. This is where you can go for the latest information and stay informed.
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of assuming that Chico, that radio TV stations in Chico would probably be the closest source of information for the folks affected by the campfire. Yes?
Yeah, if you don't have access to social media, I mean, our Twitter accounts, not only for us, but for the Butte County Sheriff's Department, are very active and trying to, that's where really we're trying to post the latest information because it's so readily available if you have internet access.
Yeah.
And for those that don't, yeah, it's just, it's you guys, radio stations on the local levels are the key point of information for a lot of people who have been displaced.
Very good. Anything we can do to help? We're armed and ready.
You are. I know that. I've seen you at some of the celebrations that have taken place both last year and this year as well. So we just ask people to be as understanding, as patient as possible, and realize that we are literally working 24/7 around the clock to make sure that we've addressing the needs. And we have briefings daily. There's one going on right now. And the briefings always begin, number one, with weather, and number two, with what are the unmet needs right now that we can assess. And that literally happens every briefing we have here at state headquarters.
And one final question for you, Brian. I know that there's no rainfall scheduled for the next 7 days or so. Not good news for the fire circumstance. What about the winds? Are we expecting a break in that arena?
Yes, and really, Pat, that's the only good news right now is that there are going to be some breaks, at least in, more so in Northern California. They're still predicting some Santa Ana winds that'll go through Wednesday down south, more so the San Diego areas. But as long as these relative humidities stay in the single digits, we don't really think about how instrumental that is to the firefighting efforts. But that low relative humidity, even my wife was asking me, but it's colder now. Doesn't that help?
Yeah.
Temperatures don't help. Relative humidity and winds are the key two factors.
Yeah. It's hard for us to even imagine that it can be so cold in the mornings, and even with
right.
the winds blowing like crazy, it doesn't make sense to a lot of us. But those are the conditions you're working with. Brian, thanks very much for checking in with us this morning, and we will do so again this week.
Pat, thank you for all that you do.
All right, that's Brian May. He is with Cal OES, the Office of Emergency Services, based in Sacramento, but of course, keeping a watchful eye north and south of that as far as the fires go.